Protesters blocked downtown Pittsburgh streets Monday afternoon during rush hour. County Council is considering creating a County Citizens Police Review Board. Legislation has been proposed to standardize police training statewide, including in the 100 police departments in the county. All of these repercussions follow the police fatal shooting last month of unarmed 17-year-old Antoine Rose. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin sat down with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.
First of all, I think it's a conversation that is long past due to occur on policing in general, but specifically policing in Allegheny County, because as you mentioned, you have over 100 different police departments, some with a probably pretty good, robust policy, some that probably are lacking in things like training and some of the operations that they have. So how do we make that work? How do we make maybe some of these smaller boroughs and townships that don't necessarily have the resources that, say, a city of Pittsburgh or some of the larger municipalities in western Pennsylvania have to be able to provide, number one, the level of professionalism of the officers that they have? Some of them hire part-time officers at very low pay. We're talking $10, $11, $12 an hour in pay versus some that pay higher salaries, that get more professional level of training and the amount of money that they're able to put into training, whether it's around diversity, whether it's around levels of whether it involves a chase or pulling somebody over, some of these type of things.
So County Council has taken the first step toward possibility of a County Citizens Police Review Board. Cities had theirs for years and years and years. What are the shortcomings if you don't have to have those 100 plus police departments buy into it?
Well, at this point, they wouldn't have to buy into it unless state legislation would change in that regard. And I think that's probably what council members Walton and Klein are at least trying to have the conversation as to how can this authority of a civilian review board work and how should it work and who should be involved and who should sit on that board? How should the policies and procedures go forward? So I think those are good questions that I think need to be asked. But as you go forward with how do our local police departments in each municipality, how do they operate? How will there be oversight in those cases? As District Attorney Zappala indicated, are there policies? Are there not policies? What are those policies and are they best practice policies? What's the level of training that occurs? What's the minimum standards that somebody might have to be a police officer? And we have to make sure that those standards are up to the levels that we need to have in our community.
You're the chief elected official of Allegheny County, but you can't tell these municipalities how to run their police departments. You can offer an opinion, but you can also lobby the state legislature to maybe pass legislation to standardize policies. Would you do that?
Well, yes, and we will definitely be talking to them and have been. And you're exactly right. These municipalities are independent. They don't have to answer to the county executive in any way. So sometimes people do come to me and say, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Because we don't necessarily have the authority to do that. Our authority might come in lobbying and suggesting to our state legislature how laws and how policies can be brought to bear on municipalities that might only have 1,000 people in them. So I think as difficult as this situation has been and the tragedy for Antoine Rose and the Rose family, hopefully some changes can come out of this that would be positive, that these things won't occur in the future.
Do you think this could be a wake-up call to the police departments, a shooting death itself, the criticism from the DA's office, legislative proposal, standardized, improved training, et cetera?
I think when you bring all of the things that you mentioned, other police departments who see some of the things that are going on, and the voice of the protesters, I think the voice of the protesters have been very important. I think they've had a lot of impact in moving the discussion in a way that might not have happened before. So the First Amendment gives us, as Americans, that right to criticize and ask for changes that occur in policy. And I think that those voices are being heard at various levels of government.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to be with you.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.